I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The only written record of the first Senate in 1789 is the diary of Senator William Mackley of Pennsylvania. But Senator Mackley was ill when the Senate took up the proposed amendments to the Constitution sent over from the House, and so no record of that debate exists. What is known is that the Senate made 26 changes to the House proposal. The list of amendments expanded to 20 before being whittled down to 17. That list went through a process whereby amendments were rearranged and combined, following which the list had been reduced to 12. On September 14, 1789, those 12 articles received the required two-thirds majority vote in the Senate, setting the stage for a conference with the House to reconcile the differences. James Madison was irritated by the Senate's proceedings, saying,
"The difficulty of uniting the minds of men accustomed to think and act differently can only be conceived by those who have witnessed it."
Nevertheless, the Senate ultimately approved most of what Madison had so arduously pushed through the House. Our Constitution is the product of thorough deliberation and careful consideration of potential long-term consequences. Your commercial insurance should be equally well considered. Before you renew a commercial policy, schedule a no-cost review with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company professional. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.